Support comes from Gemma, architects, planners, and designers seeking to bring joy to their clients and communities. Details at gemastl.com.
This is St. Louis on the Air from St. Louis Public Radio. I'm Elaine Cha. To start this next conversation, let me provide a little background, or background, if you will. When I applied to be the host producer of St. Louis on the Air, one of the ideas I pitched centered three of my greatest loves: community engagement, local exploration, and fried chicken. So it's been 3 years since then, and today, that idea is finally coming to fruition with what I have dubbed STL Chicken Fight. It's a roundtable about the best fried chicken in the St. Louis metro area, and it's meant to celebrate all the great places and ways to enjoy this dish. Fun facts, according to YouGov.com, fried chicken is among the top five most popular foods in the U.S., and it just so happens that July 6th is National Fried Chicken Day. Now, to get into this friendly debate, with me are two St. Louisans born and raised. First, we have Cheryl Bear, food writer and co-host of the Arch Eats podcast. Cheryl, welcome back to the show.
Thank you. I'm so excited to be here for this.
We also have St. Louis Public Radio reporter Chad Davis. Chad, great to have you on again, too.
Very excited for this.
And we want you to join the conversation. Are you a fried chicken lover? What's your go-to for fried chicken in STL? And specifically, what sets it apart? Give us a call at 314-382-8255. That's 314-382-TALK. You can also send an email to talk@stlpr.org. So to begin this, I would like to know what it is that makes you love fried chicken so much. Maybe what was your introduction to it? Maybe a fried chicken core memory, Cheryl?
I actually do have a core memory that's definitely going to date me. I don't know if anyone remembers this, but Hardee's used to have fried chicken.
Really?
Yes. This was like in the 1980s. I see Elaine's getting, you know, excited. So I'm sure you know the Hardee's. And this was the staple of family reunions. It was a staple of school picnics. My grandmother loved Hardee's. You know, my story of my grandmother isn't her in the kitchen making fried chicken. It was her going to Hardee's and getting a big tub of it.
Okay.
And I don't know if it was a core memory or what, but just delicious. Yeah. I just fell in love with it.
Well, you know, Hardee's is called Carl's Jr.
Yes.
On the West Coast. I don't remember it's having fried chicken at any point, but I also came to the States in the 90s, so that may account for it. And people have let us know that Hardee's is a place that they remember fondly for its fried chicken. Do you have a similar story?
Well, I want to tell Hardee's to bring that back, because I will be visiting them way more often if they ever bring that back. But yeah, I have a similar situation where, like, my introduction, it was probably, I mean, if I could even remember exactly, but Lee's Chicken was big in my house and was big with my grandparents. So especially on, like, summer times when I would be with my grandparents throughout the week as they would look after me, they would always pick up, like, Lee's Chicken and, like, the sweet tea and the sides and the biscuits. And that was really just kind of like, I don't know, like, probably just the nostalgia of that, but that just tastes so good.
Mm-hmm.
Still tastes so good. I love that place.
So was it a treat meal?
Was it a treat meal? It was a regular common meal, I feel
That
was always like, it was a summer meal though, because like we would always eat that like in the summer when I was at their place, and they had a pool, so we would always eat it by the pool. So it was a very like outdoor meal and stuff like that. So yeah, loved it. Loved it.
There are a lot of fried chicken chains here in St. Louis. And people, you know, again, mentioned Hardee's, mentioned Lee's, which, do you know that there's a connection between Lee's and KFC?
No.
No.
So the nephew of Harlan Sanders is actually the person who started Lee's in Ohio.
Ooh, we need a movie on this.
Yeah, which I think is really sort of an interesting way to understand regional differences, regional influences. Also, a lot of places that have fried chicken are not go-to places for fried chicken. One of those places is Schnucks.
Mm-hmm.
So people talked about Schnucks. And where they were doing this talking was in a Facebook post that St. Louis Public Radio put out maybe about 2 weeks ago. And there were almost 600 responses there. Dierbergs was also mentioned. Okay. And I think what I was hoping for in this conversation was to talk about really regional places for that. Crispy Crunchy in gas stations. Have you all tried that yet?
Oh, yes.
Yes.
Okay.
This is not an elitist conversation about fried chicken, Elaine.
No.
Crispy Crunchy in the gas station. It's excellent.
Fire. Love it.
We actually got an email from Sarah who writes, I've rarely met a fried chicken I didn't like. The cosign on that. But there are versions I love more than others. Since we seem to be in a golden age of fried chicken options, I'd like to give a shout out to all the grocery stores and even some gas stations that serve it up and dish it out. The fresher, the better. I'll be gathering a few different types from various grocers to conduct a tasting. Sarah, I think we'd like an invitation to that. So this comment of Sarah's about a golden age. I mean, we want fried chicken to be golden, right? What do you think of that? Are we in a golden age, Chad?
I mean, probably, but when were we not when it comes to fried chicken? I feel like there's always been like such great restaurants, and I'm glad she brought up Crispy Crunchy Chicken because that place is amazing. It's cheap. It's easy to get. The biscuits there are fantastic. You've got those options. But then I guess, you know what, thinking back to what she was saying, I mean, there are places that are like kind of like quote unquote, I guess, like elevating chicken or trying new things with fried chicken. So you got like other restaurants that are doing really dope things with it. So like, I feel like people are, you know, trying new things, being more experimental with it. And I'm here for it. Mm-hmm. Always.
Is it a golden age in your sight?
I think so, because I think we, you know, as we were just talking about, we're seeing a lot of different places trying new things, or at least new to us. I feel like mm-hmm. we don't just have the one style that was popularized here in St. Louis or the Midwest. We have a lot of Nashville hot chicken places you can go to. We have Korean fried chicken places, which I know you personally
yes.
love, Elaine. It's one of my favorites as well. So we're getting to experiment a little bit more, which I think is so fun.
Mm-hmm. There are these fried chicken centric spots where that is the thing that they do. They may do some other things, but really the fried chicken is what we're going for. But I want to talk about those places that do the other things and are doing the fried chicken well. And I think there was a place that you were going to mention, Cheryl, when you were on the show to talk about new restaurant openings and closings.
Yes, there is a place called, there's a cannabis lounge, actually.
Oh, really?
Called Euphoria on Del Mar. And I promise you, they're whole fried chicken wings. I mean, bone in, really juicy, really plump. I know wings is a different genre here, but this, it really read fried chicken to me because super crunchy batter, really nice, peppery, well-seasoned breading. Honestly, some of the best seasoned breading, not infused, by the way.
My question.
You know, you're thinking, was it the infusion that got you? It's actually really fun that, you know, you can go there and get it not infused, or you can have it dipped mm-hmm. in an infused oil. Ooh. But that place, I was blown away by the quality of the fried chicken mm-hmm. there.
That sounds amazing.
It's wonderful.
So on this note of wings,
yeah,
are you a drum or a flat person?
Everything. But
everything?
If I have to choose, it's drums. I have to go drums, yeah.
Where are the best fried chicken wings in St. Louis?
Ooh, okay, well, one place I have to give a shout out, it's more of a chain, but they're not here anymore, but I have to give them a shout out. Ponderosa had some really fantastic Ponderosa. Yeah.
Yeah. No, we have some reaction in the control room.
I hope
back
it's
there.
Positive. I can't see back there, but it should be because it is so good. It was peppered. It was really nicely seasoned. It was like a little bit hot. It was so good. It's so good. Now, oh my God, I don't know if there's a place off like, this is just because it's convenient and close to where I live, but like Slim Chickens is good, which is just like a
Slim Chickens blew me away at the quality of this place.
Yeah, and it's so
really
close
wonderful.
To where I live, so it's easy to get there, but yeah. Ooh.
And is Slim Chickens a chain?
It is. Mm-hmm. Okay. There's mm-hmm. one chain here off of Hampton, right where Hampton and Manchester come together.
Yep. Okay.
And they also make their own. I mean, this is another topic we could do, but they make really great homemade ranch dressing. So just so FYI good. To anyone.
Yeah. Yeah. So the sauces too, and we may be kind of straying from like the fried chicken centered. We will return to that. But what I learned yesterday in speaking with Adrian Miller, who is the soul food scholar, he was talking about the history of fried chicken, because I like a little bit of knowledge with my fried bird. But he was discussing the way that fried chicken and the way that it was cooked was one of the things, but what it was dredged in sometimes was just flour, like no seasoning whatsoever, because it was meant to kind of be a vehicle for sauces. Where do you fall in that? Like, is sauce really the thing that makes a fried chicken for you, Chad?
It doesn't make it for me. The seasoning makes it for me. The batter makes it for me. How it's fried makes it for me. I'm not that big of like a condiments person. However, when it comes to like chicken wings, mm-hmm. for example, I do love just like a buffalo sauce, like a classic buffalo sauce is usually my favorite. Lemon pepper as well. But like if the chicken is seasoned well, that's most important. But if you got a good sauce, I'll take that too.
Yeah.
See, I'm pretty straightforward when it comes to fried chicken. Along those lines, if I'm having wings, I will douse it in buffalo sauce and like a really embarrassing amount of blue cheese. But with like actual fried chicken itself, like a fried chicken thigh, I like just the pure, beautiful, nuanced taste of the chicken itself. Mm-hmm. I don't sauce it at all. I guess the only difference is I do like a Nashville hot chicken dipped in the chili oil. And I love Korean fried chicken dipped in the garlic soy. That, to me, is a sweet nectar, and I could put it on anything.
One of the places I miss so dearly, there was a Korean couple, a family, but a couple who used to run O-Wing Plus.
Oh, yes.
And that was a revelation. Having had Korean fried chicken in Korea and in Los Angeles, too, I miss that. Now, one of the places that we heard people do love, and I had said that we're going to talk about the metro St. Louis area, is a place that is on the other side of the river. One of the emails that we received for Best Fried Chicken came from Robert Stillwell, and he wrote, "You can't beat Castelli's restaurant at 255 over in Alton." Now, Robert was not alone in his Castelli's love. It was also named by more than 30 people who responded to STLPR's Facebook post about local fried chicken favorites. So last week, dutifully, producer Darius Varner and I visited Alton for a taste of its Talk and Chick fried chicken, which is a mainstay on its menu and has been for many decades.
The restaurant is filled with the sounds of patrons laughing and the smell of delicious fried chicken. In the banquet hall, fourth generation owner Matt Castelli recounts the history of Castelli's, originally named Moonlight, and how fried chicken shaped the restaurant's legacy.
My great-grandfather, he came over from Italy in the early 30s, worked in the coal mines, saved up money for his family to come over here, and then he opened this restaurant in 1937, more as a place to have a drink with his friends that he worked with, and then it just kind of grew from there.
Castelli's grandfather, Pete, and great-grandmother, Teresa, are to thank for a lot of the recipes that are still used today, including their Talkin' Chick secret recipe.
Well, my grandfather, he was the one that came up with a lot of our recipes. He came up with our chicken batter, our famous chicken batter.
The meal even has a jingle to match.
The Talkin' Chick, it kind of spoke for itself, you know. It did the talking because it was so good. He called it the Talkin' Chick. And he actually made up a little song. It's Talkin' Chick, it's the best in the West and all the rest. Talkin' Chick fried chicken. He was definitely a character. He was one of a kind.
While Castelli may try fried chicken anywhere he goes, it's the flavors of his childhood that he always comes back to.
I like trying, you know, new places, new things, of course. It's always good to do that. But I don't know, I kind of grew up with this food and I just kind of love it. When I go out of town for a while, I always look back to still having our chicken.
And with a crunch like that, who can blame him?
And that was Matt Castelli of Castelli's Restaurant at 255 in Alton, Illinois. So that crunch, you all can't see the expressions on the faces of Cheryl and Chad. What does this bring up for you, Chad?
Well, I want to make that crunch my ringtone or my or text tone or something. I mean, that sounds amazing. I've never been there, actually. I need to just go and visit there. I mean, I like any place with, you know, family, you know, passed down family recipes, usually, you know, there's a secret behind it and there's just like a lot of like history behind it. And so that sounds amazing.
Mm-hmm. Cheryl?
Well, I'm thinking anyone moved to Song by Fried Chicken is a true hero, and we absolutely need to patronize this restaurant.
And Matt actually told us that there was a 45 pressed of the song. He doesn't know where it is now. And they sell so much fried chicken there. It's not, you know, there are many other things on the menu, Italian foods, but they have 24 fryers and they go through a ton of chicken each week. So this is a place that is very much beloved. The thing about the family recipes, I think I definitely want to come back to, and we also want to hear about that from you. What sorts of stories do you have about passed down family recipes? Do you have a memory of fried chicken that makes every fried chicken that you have a little more delicious and a little more special? Give us a call at 314-382-8255. That's 314-382-TALK. We need to take a quick break, but we'll be back shortly to continue this conversation. This is St. Louis on the Air on St. Louis Public Radio. Welcome back. Let's jump right back into STL Chicken Fight, our roundtable discussion about the glories of fried chicken in the St. Louis metro area. We're here with Cheryl Baird, food writer and Arch Eats podcast co-host, and STL PR reporter Chad Davis. We've also heard from you in a Facebook post we put out on St. Louis Public Radio's Facebook page about 2 weeks ago. We heard from Sharonda Matlock, who said, "My mom, Verdlian Paris, hands down, best fried chicken." We also got the names of a number of places that are not chains, but right here in the St. Louis area. One of them is Amigo Joe's. Their habanero chicken was one of the ones mentioned. Grace Meat Plus Three. Fergie's, which I believe is in South St. Louis, as well as Porter's in Maplewood. And Piccadilly at Manhattan, which I think is just near Maplewood in Ellendale. Make sure that you are letting us know what it is you think has the best fried chicken. Give us a call at 314-382-8255. Again, that's 314-382-TALK. Now, with these, the names of these places, there is one place that I have not mentioned, and it's one that for generations, people have been talking about as a source for their favorite fried chicken. And to share a little bit about that, we have Rob, who's calling from Urbana, Illinois. Rob, welcome to St. Louis on the Air.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
Sure. Go ahead.
So yeah, I just wanted to mention Hodak's as a good place to get, you know, basic good fried chicken. It's, you know, right there in the South City, and long time family-run restaurant, and you know they just don't have fried chicken, but that's certainly one of their specialties.
Mm-hmm. And was it introduced to you by your family, Rob?
Yes. I mean, so all my family's South City people, and you know, even though I don't live in the St. Louis area full time, I still visit you know friends and family for a fairly regular basis. So you know. Try to get the Hodak's when we can.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And what is it that you like about the Hodak's chicken?
I mean, it's just well prepared. It's just kind of like, you know, what your mom or grandma might make at home. It comes to the table. It's always hot and just so delicious.
Mm-hmm. Rob, thank you so much for calling. You, Cheryl, have some background on the family that runs Hodak's, right?
I do. So Hodak's has been around generations. I mean, it started out as a restaurant that was meant to feed the workforce in, like, you know, the factories and stuff in that particular part of town. And I believe, if I'm remembering correctly from my interview with them, that they didn't even start out serving fried chicken. It wasn't like they started as a fried chicken restaurant. Mm. It was more like kind of a bar and a grill and all that. But then the wife of the owner started making fried chicken and it just caught on. So this is such a just unique to them family recipe. It's, you know, I think this is a place where, you know, we talked about sauce because Hodak's, I would say it's kind of more of like a neutral type palate. You know, you get like nice crispy edges and, you know, like a crispy coating, really juicy. But I think the, you know, the batter itself is pretty neutral. So that's where I think a lot of people like to, I've heard people say they mix their ketchup in their barbecue sauce there and like dip it in there. It's kind of like a little Hodak's hack people have. So yeah, it's just been around forever. And it's just a really valued part of the neighborhood.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. We also have Jackson, who's calling from U City. Jackson, let us know, what do you think is the best fried chicken in St. Louis?
I'm going to go with Gus's Fried Chicken down there in the heart of Maplewood.
Mm, okay. What is it about Gus's that does it for you?
Oh, man. It's juicy, it's crispy, and I don't know how they do it, if it's in the batter or the brine, but it's just got a nice little kick without being too much. Mm-hmm. And it's always consistent.
Yeah.
So yeah, I'd go Gus's.
Mm-hmm. My Korean mother-in-law also is a fan of Gus's. We also have Morchuza, who is calling from Edwardsville. Morchuza, welcome.
Hi. I just had a quick question. Mm-hmm. Just wanted to know, are there any restaurants in either the Illinois or the Missouri side that serve halal fried chicken or fried chicken wings? Because there's such a huge market for that group of people that there's none, at least I know of.
Mm-hmm. That's a great question. Marchisa, we're talking with a couple people who may have some insight on that.
Well, and to be honest with you, I'm stumped, and that's an excellent question. Mm-hmm. You know, I live pretty far out west, and there's a halal pizzeria that just opened. There's a halal meat market out there. I'm going to put a pin in this question and report back to you, Elaine, because that's an excellent, excellent question.
Right. And it actually is connected to a recent story that was done by Ala Kuziz about a Stuckey's, I think, that is close to Rolla, that is serving halal food. And it is very, very popular with people who want halal food and those who are not seeking those options but just find the food delicious. We also have Russ, who is calling from St. Louis. Russ, welcome.
Hi. Yeah. They already mentioned, or you mentioned, Porter's. Mm-hmm. And I call that St. Louis' best kept secret because their spicing, I don't know what they use, but the spicing is incredible. The best chicken I've ever had in my life. And I've eaten chicken anywhere and everywhere.
Mm-hmm. Why?
It's just, I rank that number one. And Son, the guy that just talked about Gus, is the same descriptions he was saying, how it's juicy and the flavoring is just burst into your mouth. It's wonderful.
Are there certain sides that you like from Porter's?
I typically get the mashed potatoes and the slaw.
Mm-hmm. Well, thank you so much for calling. And on that note, you know, many people did mention porters, mm-hmm. Some of their fried sides were cited by folks who responded. When it comes to sides, because Chad, you talked about biscuits and, mm-hmm. and other things, for you, is the fried chicken experience made or broken by sides, or are they sort of an ancillary consideration?
Yeah, more ancillary. I don't think the fried chicken experience is broken, but it is an important part of it to have like really good sides. Like I love like a really good like mac and cheese, maybe like a baked mac and cheese or, you know, a good mashed potatoes. When it comes to like green beans or like slaw, they don't have to be great for me. Like they can be okay. They can be decent, but a good biscuit. Yeah. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Huge. It helps me determine which place I'm going to go to. Definitely.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
So yeah. It is a deciding factor.
It is somewhat of a deciding factor. Like if the chicken is like, but the sides are like great, you know? Yeah. Mm-hmm. We're going with it.
We also have Christopher who is calling from Clayton. Christopher, weigh in here.
Yeah, I would say Amigo Joe's is number one in St. Louis. It's a Mexican restaurant, but their fried chicken is, it's it.
Mm-hmm. Who put you on to the fried chicken there?
Reddit, the St. Louis Reddit page. Mm-hmm. There was a same conversation we're having today took place on Reddit, and a Mexican restaurant was on the list, and I had to try it.
Mm-hmm. Well, thank you for calling, Christopher. As it happens, we tried some of that Amigo Joe's pizza just a week ago. Have you also heard people talking about this, Cheryl?
Yes, and it's one of those unexpected, if you know, you know, sort of places. I would have never thought. In fact, when I was first reading about Amigo Joe's, I thought, are they talking about the right place? Because it is a Mexican restaurant. But their fried chicken is unbelievable, especially as people talk about the habanero. And you would think it would be overwhelming. But, I mean, it's definitely there. But it doesn't hit you that hard. It's just wonderful. Mm-hmm. Unexpected. That's what I love about it so much there.
So I have a note, actually, from our morning host, Mike Schrand. And he said that Amigo Joe's, their original chicken, not the habanero variety, but their original chicken is the closest thing that he has tried to what Kentucky Fried Chicken used to taste like when it came in the buckets. And that was actually my first chicken ever. So it was really interesting to hear that. Our producer, Maya Norfleet, has a recommendation, and it's for Chicago Fish and Chicken in the Jeff Vanderloo neighborhood. Chad is giving us thumbs up. She says she loves the sauce on it. Why does that thumb come up for you, Chad?
Any fish and chicken joint to me, whether it's Chicago, Louisiana, St. Louis, has like amazing fried chicken. It's just the breading is really good. It's seasoned well, especially the wings. We're talking about like wings and fried wings. That like Chicago fish and chicken, there's one I believe on Graboy. Oh yeah, I love it.
With the whole wings too.
Yeah,
that's what I love.
Yeah.
The whole wing I think is key. I think that's why we can talk about this in a fried chicken conversation and not in a chicken wings one. There's something really special about that.
Agreed. 100% agree.
The Sweetie Pie's whole wings, when I came to visit my husband when I was not living here, that made me feel like, okay, I can move to St. Louis and I will be well taken care of.
Those are good too.
One of the things I wanted to make sure that that I really emphasize here is that the purpose of this show was to give love to all the different places that are making great fried chicken that people love, among other restaurants that folks mentioned. Hobo's, which I believe in St. Peter's. Lemp Mansion, which apparently does a Sunday buffet. I don't know how much fried chicken I could actually eat in one sitting, but it's great to know that that is available. And King Edward's, which did have a location in Crestwood, that is now occupied by Grace Meat and Fish. So, you know, with all of these different recommendations, I think we have more than enough to choose from. Cheryl Bear is a food writer and co-host of the Arch Eats podcast, and Chad Davis is a reporter at STLPR. Cheryl and Chad, thank you so much for joining us today.
Thank you.
Thank you.
This episode was produced by Elaine Shaw. Audio engineering support by Darius Varner.
Our audio engineer is Aaron Doerr. This podcast was mixed and edited by Aaron.
Our executive producer is Alex Hoyer.
St. Louis on the Air is a production of St. Louis Public Radio. Understanding starts here.
Do you find yourself regularly listening to episodes of St. Louis on the Air? Suggest us to a friend you think might enjoy our conversations. And leave us a review and rating on Apple Podcasts on the App Store. It's the simplest way to help people discover our show. Thanks.
St. Louis Public Radio is a member-supported service of the University of Missouri-St. Louis.